3-0, entity of 212, complex.
DPS, go. Inco, go. PUS, go. Surgeon, go. Booster, go. Copy that, we have a go from you guys.
This is Talking Sound.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome once again to the Talking Sound podcast, the only podcast on the internet where negative 10 is a number to be desired, coming at you live from the throbbing heart of rock and roll that is Austin, Texas. I am Chris Jordan, your host, and today on the Talking Sound podcast, we're gonna talk about downtime today. I've actually just hit a little lull. I've been literally on the road, just crazy, doing gigs since March, something like that, April, May, June, for about the last 3.5 months, something like that. I have been just to the wall with it, man, to the wall. And I love it. It's great. But at the same time, I am looking at some downtime myself here in the month of July. And I find myself sometimes wondering what to do with downtime. You know, I don't mind downtime, but I've literally gotten to the point in life where I'm not really that big of a TV watcher anymore. It's kind of a time thief, and I have so many projects that I'm involved with that, I'd prefer to do my projects and be creative and do things like that than to sit around and watch TV all the time. Now, true, anybody that follows me on Facebook always sees my posts of Disney movies, things like that. I've mentioned my love of them here and my guilty pleasure of having them on in the background, while I edit web code. That is true. I do watch some movies, things like that, but they're typically on in the background while I'm working. Either that or me and my wife will sit down and watch a movie in the evening together. But I don't sit around and, I don't sit around and turn on an A&E marathon of Law and Order for 8 hours and just sit down and watch TV. Typically, while TV is going on, I will have some sort of work presently in front of me. And it's literally just background noise that's going on while I'm working. So I find myself right now kind of wondering what I'm going to be doing with the downtime. And I figured, you know, I should really take this opportunity to do an episode about creative ways to use your downtime. I used to, you know, for those of us that are self-employed, it can be very hard, like I said, to deal with downtime. Most of us are very motivated individuals. We understand that literally time is money. Any time that we spend away from work is time spent where we're not making money. That means that next month when things come in on a 30-day pay schedule, we just won't have anything on the pay schedule. And that's a no-no. That's a no good thing for those of us who are freelancers. So what do you do with that downtime? How do you use it creatively? So I'm going to give you all a few tips, 5 specifically. I like the number 5. It's quick. It's easy. You don't have to go into too much about everything. And you don't feel as stressed out by trying to cover 10 things in a 30-minute episode. So 5 is the magic number for us. That's what we're looking at right now. So we're going to give you 5 good ways in which to use your downtime as an engineer. Now, a lot of people use their downtime different ways. Some people do absolutely nothing. I myself, as I said, am looking at a decent little stretch of downtime. And though I may take a day off here and there, just to spend some time with family, things like that. Most of the time I like to have some sort of project on my plate, something upcoming to look forward to with my time. One way that I use my downtime frequently is, and whenever I was out using my gear regularly, I highly recommend this for anyone. Make it a scheduled thing, actually. Cleaning and maintenance of gear. Cleaning and maintenance of gear is a huge one. You can literally sit there while you watch a movie, while you watch television, and, you know, untangle cables. Use an alcohol-soaked rag on them or something like that to get all the gunk and gum off of them, you know, sit there with a toothbrush and some rubbing alcohol and clean the contacts, you know, that kind of thing. So cleaning and maintaining gear is a huge one for me. We talk about it on the show all the time. It is a mantra for me, and it's literally like a Zen exercise. Like I've said before, I'm addicted to the smell of rubbing alcohol. I love it. My cat is actually attracted to it now. He's been around it so much. So I kind of have to keep him away from the workbench whenever I'm cleaning gear and maintaining it. But, you know, it cannot be understated the importance of doing that. And our motto here is clean gear is happy gear. That, as a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, was one of the first episodes, if not the first episode that we ever did. If I'm not mistaken, that was episode number one, was clean gear is happy gear and how to go about maintaining your stuff. It's hugely important, guys. So that is a hugely advantageous way to go about spending one's downtime, is to clean and maintain gear. You know, make sure that things are ready to use for the next gig. There's nothing worse than getting to your next gig and finding out that, you know, cables are broken when you had 2 weeks of downtime to sit there and test cables. You know, just pop them off a reel, plug, turn on, works. So spend your time doing that. You'd be surprised what you get out of it, how much fun it can be. You can find a lot of little nuances in your gear that you probably didn't even realize that you had. So that's my first tip, is clean and maintain gear in your downtime. My second tip would be organize and rewire your gear. If you have a home studio, if you work in a studio and you have downtime, rewire things, organize things into a better workflow. Make it to where the time that you do spend on task is more productive. We recently did an episode about the writing process, and I spoke about how my spaces to me are sacred spaces. They are set up in a certain way. I try to have my recording desk for just recording, my programming desk for just programming, and my repair desk for just repair. I don't cross paths. I don't cross streams on them. It's just for me, a task-oriented environment helps me. And whenever I sit down to do things, that's my own freaky ADD brain. I like my task at hand to be right there in front of my face, nothing else impeding it. So I spend a lot of time whenever I have a day off, a couple days. I actually just spent an entire day this last Sunday going through, and it was the whole studio, man. I've been so busy that I haven't been able to use the home studio, my repair bench since South By. You know, I've been gone so much that I haven't been focusing that much on my pedal mods, things like that. So my pedal mod bench had literally just become a holding station for a bunch of stuff, wires, connectors, power supplies, books that came out of backpacks after gigs, things like that. So for me, organization is a big thing. You know, there's nothing worse. I cooked in kitchens for a long time, and there's nothing worse than going to hit your cooking line and your saute pan is still filled with cheese from the last dish, you know, because it hadn't been cleaned yet. There's nothing worse than going to cook in a kitchen and having to clean the kitchen before you cook. Like I've said in episodes past, you know, that to me just drains me of the entire creative process of cooking, or recording even, or programming website. If it's the fact that I have to sit down and clean my workstation for 30, 40 minutes before I get started, basta, dude, I'm done. Like, I'm cooked already. You can stick a fork in me. I don't even want to sit down and devote my brain power to that afterward. I'd much rather find something else to clean and keep on that path, so that whenever other spaces need it, they're ready to go. But to me, cleaning is something that's done on its own. And what a better use of your downtime than preparing your station for when you need to use it. So that's a huge one. That's a big one. Big tip as far as spare time goes is maintaining your workflow and your environment, really. Clutter is a outward manifestation of what's going on inside your brain. I was told that by a therapist years ago, and I try to live by it. It's a constant battle for horizontal space in a studio. So whenever you do attain it, maintain it. Seriously. So that's the first couple tips. Clean and maintain, organize and rewire with your downtime. Another big one for me is keep up on technique. Brush up on old techniques in your downtime, or research new techniques in recording that you're looking for. Recently, we had a great post on the website from Shure Microphones about the miking of international instruments, of traditional instruments, things like bansuri, flute, and tabla, sitar, things like that. Those instruments have a near and dear place to my heart. Some of the first work I ever did was in that field. And I use instruments like that frequently in my meditation music and my avant-garde music that I make. My band Shakuhachi Jones, for those of you that know, Shakuhachi is a Japanese word that means 1 foot, 8 inches. And that is the typical length of the traditional Shakuhachi bamboo flute. We actually made our own flutes, so that was something that we did in a lot of our downtime. But in addition to that, you know, I found myself sitting there reading that article, and I actually sent it to my musical partner who has some time off from work right now with the Marvel Universe. And I was like, hey, man, I think this is the gods speaking. You know, one of the things that they're covering is the miking of bamboo flutes. So I think it's time for us to possibly hit the studio and have a little bit of fun, my friend. So we're working on that presently with the downtime. I, you know, work on recording techniques, miking techniques, even, you know, the techniques of making and writing music. You know, there are techniques that go into that. And if you don't practice them, they go away. One of my big ones with regularity that I read whenever I go on extended trips, you know, a couple weeks, things like that for work. This right here comes with me, The Musician's Guide to Home Recording. And I've given this to numerous people. It's now called The Musician's Guide to Home Recording. This is the original edition, which is The Musician's Home Recording Handbook. But it's got some great, great topics in here. This is an old edition right here. This is like so old that it actually covers analog, four-track, reel-to-reel, things like that. They update it regularly with new stuff, so I'm always buying a new copy, at least biannually, something like that, just to keep up with latest techniques in MIDI programming, all that kind of stuff. But reread your reference library. You know, we come to think of it, we should really do an episode on the importance of having a reference library and building a reference library. Jeremy Dudman, if you're listening, let's get together next time I'm in Houston and take care of that, man. You have a great reference library. Let's go over some of that. But reviewing old techniques, brushing up on new techniques, it's a big, great way to productively use your spare time. Fire up the multi-track. You know, fire up your computer and sit there and play around with effects and compressions. You know, it's only through playing with them like toys that you will learn them like a robot. You'll really learn what those little nuances are, what the tricks are, the stuff that sounds good in certain places, you know, and play with it. It's an art, audio engineering and video engineering. And if you don't practice it, you lose it. You know, I tried to ride a bike all of a couple months ago, and it wasn't a pretty sight, because I don't really ride a bike frequently. It took a while for my muscles and my equilibrium to catch up with me. So the more you keep up on those kind of things, the better off you are, sincerely. So keep up with your techniques. Keep up with your organization and rewiring and cleaning and maintenance of gear. On top of that, a really great way to spend your time is making new connections. You know, you have downtime. There may be a reason that you have downtime. One of the reasons may actually be the fact that you've just gotten complacent. You know, you're used to your regular gigs calling you. And when that band that you work with every fourth Sunday of the month, you know, takes a hiatus, which happens, what are you going to do that fourth Sunday? Whatever that venue that you work at every Wednesday night has decided to do something different for a couple months just to see what happens. What are you going to do for that couple months on a Wednesday night or forward? So making new connections with regularity, spending that time to research new connections, new companies that you may want to work with, you know, maybe even catch up with some of your engineering buddies. Hey, who have you been working with lately? Stop on by the Talking Sound podcast website, www.talkingsoundshow.com, and check out our freelance AV directory. You know, we've actually started a freelance AV directory for people like myself and you out there listening who are freelance audiovisual technicians, so that if you do have downtime, you can check out companies that maybe you didn't even know existed. If you're looking at going somewhere for a month and want to just have a couple pickup gigs, you know, contact some people, find out. You'd be surprised. Hey, they'd love to have an extra set of hands sometimes on a gig just to push some boxes around, you know, or check on a couple breakout rooms or pull some cable at a show. So you'd be really, really surprised what you can get if you just ask. So spend a little bit of that time making new connections, grooming your old connections, contact people that you haven't heard. If you haven't talked to somebody in a month or two, call them up. Hey, how's it been going, man? Sorry, I've been crazy busy. I haven't even been able to give you my availability. I've been so busy. So here you go. Just letting you know I'm free the next few weeks. If you need anything, don't hesitate to shout. You know, that's how you have to keep your name in front of people. So that is a very important thing. Networking on places like LinkedIn, Facebook. I hear from what I understand from the kids, MySpace is having a comeback these days. So check that out. MySpace. I hear it's a great thing. Again. So networking. Networking is a huge one. You know, go out, visit places, check things out. Find out what is available in your area. That's the only way that you'll be able to find out if you can get a gig coming up is to make connections. So that's a huge use of spare time. Finally, one of the most important things that I find, one of the most important uses of spare time that I've found is updating my resume and my website. Number one, in this day and age, to have an electronic resume that you can send people, to have an actual PDF file that you can email that has things embedded in it, you know, video clips that you've worked on, bands that you've worked with, shows that you've mixed, stuff like that, hugely impressive. It puts everything right there at their fingertips. They don't have to go find it. You know, you can hot link things in Word documents now, all kinds of stuff. So on your resume, make sure it sparkles. Spend some time on it. If you have downtime, invest in yourself. That is the best investment of spare time that you can make, is invest in yourself, invest in your business. That's, I mean, if you listen to anything today, listen to that. That's why I made it my number one tip. Because investing in yourself, investing in your business, investing in your resume is getting your next gig. You know, if you've been mixing a lot on Yamaha LS9 consoles, not really a favorite for a lot of people. I love them. But if you've been mixing on them a lot, man, go back and revisit your gear list on your resume. Make sure it's on there. You know, if you've been doing a lot of corporate AV gigs, make sure to go back to your resume and put that on there. And if you don't have a website yet, get with the times. Sincerely, make yourself a website. It puts you up into another level of legitimacy. And not only that, to have an email that is tied to your name really kind of changes the way that you're searched. It changes the way that you're viewed. Gmail's great, but you know, what if you had your own website? What if you had chrisjordanaudioengineer.com? I have hcproductions.org myself. I was lucky enough to lock into a .org address a long time ago, and have kept it. People have asked me for years, like, oh, how'd you get that? I was like, I paid the money and registered it. But I really thought about it for a long time. I was disappointed that I didn't have .com. It came up. It was available. I didn't get it. I didn't have the multiple hundred dollars at the time. But I'm happy for that also. It kind of opens up the opportunities for me to work in a lot of different fields and with a lot of different people, being a .org as opposed to a .com, and kind of puts my stuff out into a different realm. But I spend regular time updating my site. As a matter of fact, I spent time today going through and updating my site, because if people go to my site and they don't see that I've recently done this, or they don't see pictures of a recent show, you know, how do they know what I've done if I don't tell people what I've done? You know, whenever you go in and people, you know, for an interview and people say, tell us a little something about yourself, that's your time to shine, people. That's your time to let them know what you're all about, to let them know what it is that you do. Strut your stuff, man. Put it out there. Let people know. The more you're out there, the more you're updating things on your site, the more you're posting things, the more you're putting up stuff on social media, the more you are out there and the more people see you're busy. And believe it or not, it is an absolutely true mantra, ladies and gentlemen. If you're too busy to work with people, for some reason, they really want to work with you. It's because you're obviously good at what you do. And people always want to work with the best. And if you're nothing but busy, it shows. It shows, everybody. And people want to be a part of that. People want to be a part of somebody that's busy. People want to be involved with someone that is making moves, making things happen, and, you know, just changing things around them. So that to me is one of the biggest things that you can do with spare time, is work on yourself. If you noticed, the last three things had nothing at all to do with external gear. They have to do with you. They have to do with your mixing techniques, your musical techniques, your playing techniques, your business technique even. Right now, while I'm talking, believe it or not, I have to make sure that I have presence of mind while I'm talking to look at my camera so that I'm engaging my audience. I have to make sure that I'm on topic. I have to make sure that I'm giving relevant and cogent information. So, you know, sometimes there are times where I'll sit with a mirror in front of me while I'm working on something. You know, if you have a pitch that you give to people, work on that pitch. You know, my wife works at a theater, and there's literally a company that before their big event every year, they rent out her theater so that it's a space that they aren't used to. It's not their office. It's a space that's not comfortable to them. And they come in and they work on their big presentations, and they have big wigs sit out in the audience, as well as a couple just people from the office, and they critique them on how they did. You know, people who deliver speeches and who sell big work on their delivery. They really do. You know, if at one point, one of my horrible jobs in life was I actually worked for I'll admit it. I worked for a vacuum cleaning company, and I loved them. They were great. You know, my family owned Hoovers my whole life, and they are fantastic machines, but they had a script, you know, and you had to learn the script. And if you didn't know the script, if you didn't at least know those bullet points, you could deliver it in any way you wanted, but you got to have bullet points. Even for this show, to make sure I'm on track, I have bullet points to make sure that I cover what I need to cover in a show. And to go through and work on yourself, to work on your delivery, to work on how you talk to bands, you know, to work on your sales technique, because believe it or not, whenever you're talking to someone about a gig, you are selling yourself and your services and your skills. And if you don't know how to properly talk about them, if you don't know how to sell yourself, you can find yourself with a lot of this downtime, and you may just be rewiring a lot more things than you want to rewire. You may be working on a lot more workflow than you want to be working on. So work on yourself in your dead time, check out your techniques. Make sure that they're sound. Make sure that they're solid. Make sure that you're up on new and modern techniques. Make sure that you make new connections. Keep up with old connections. You know, update your website, your resume. Make sure that your life is up to date. You know, you should be working on your resume quarterly, at a minimum, quarterly. Every 3 months, you should be updating a resume. And more often than that, you should be cleaning and maintaining your gear, as well as reorganizing your workflow. So those are some things to keep in mind, just to keep yourself fresh, keep yourself occupied, keep yourself out of trouble with your dead time. That can be a big one for some of us, keeping out of trouble. So just a few tips professionally on what to do with that time that you have that's spare, that's kicking around. So that it's not dead time. You are actually being productive with it. One of the things that you can do in your dead time to make sure that you are up to date with things is stop on by the Talking Sound podcast, www.talkingsoundshow.com. There on the website, you can find all of the latest industry news from places like Shure Microphones, Mogami Cables, MXL, Rupert Neve, and more. We have a whole bunch of new people that have just given us permission. We're getting their RSSs loaded up so that all of that news and updates of what's going on in the industry can be kept up with, as well as our episodes and articles. We have a couple people with the new redesign that have been contacting us saying they love the site, they love what we're about, they want to write for us. So we're grooming them and kind of checking out their credos, stuff like that, and making sure that they are, you know, up to snuff for our readers, so to speak. And boy, howdy, we're very excited about all that. So thank you so much for everyone who's been listening. Thank you so much for everyone who's visited our Patreon page, www.patreon.com/talkingsound. There you can become a patron of the show. If you'd like to give 50 cents a month, if you'd like to give $50 a month or $500 a month to the cause, you know, it all goes to gear. It all goes to the maintenance of the studio. It all goes to upkeep and updates on the website. Somebody recently gave us a little bit of cash, and we actually just bought our own video viewer so that it's no longer YouTube. All of the counts and traffic stay with us. And that's a huge thing. See, right there, updating a site. Right there. Something that was done recently in a little bit of downtime. And that was a little bit of an undertaking, going through setting up that infrastructure, things like that. But we are very happy to do it. Very proud to be updating the site, making it easier for people to use, view, on all platforms, everything else. So on that note, everybody, thank you so much for your support, everyone who's supported us. Thank you so much for everyone who reads the blog, who reads our articles. Thank you so much for everyone who tunes in and shares us on social media. It's because of you guys that we're able to do the things that we do. So from the bottom of our heart here at the Talking Sound Podcast, thank you so much. I am Chris Jordan, your host, and until next time, everybody, please keep reaching for 11. We'll talk to you soon. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.